Hello, I'm Joe Selinsky from Lifeway Church in North Bangor, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. You know, we see in chapter 1 of the book of Acts that after the resurrection, even with the fact that the disciples had already seen Jesus, it seemed they started to live in regrets and even questioning their faith. So much has happened and their heads were reeling from it all. After all, these were events that humans had never experienced. Even worse, these events had exposed their weakness. Peter with his denials, Thomas's doubts, the others with their fear, worries, and abandonment of Jesus. And even if Christ were alive, they may have thought, how could he ever count on them again? They had failed him just when he needed them the most. Their heads were hanging. It's not that they doubted Christ. They had already seen him resurrected. It was that they doubted themselves. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever let someone else down? Have you dreaded seeing them afterward? Not because they had done you wrong, but because you had failed them. I'm going out to fish, Peter said, and the other six disciples said, we'll go with you. See, this is significant. Peter seemingly had failed in the work Christ had called him to do, be a fisher of men. And now it made sense for him to go back to what he knew best, that was fishing for fish. That's where we often retreat when we're uncertain. The disciples went back to where they were comfortable. The disciples needed a distraction from some recent realities, a mental health day. And Peter especially likely thought he had forfeited the privilege of being a witness to Christ's resurrection. I'm going back to my comfort zone is what Peter was saying. Now, I don't know about you, but I understand Peter's thoughts and actions. I understand that sometimes when you are unsure, the default reaction is to go to what you already know rather than simply trusting God. That night, they caught nothing. Maybe the Lord was telling them something. Maybe no matter how good you are at something, if that's not God's will for your life, it will not prosper. Now morning came, and Jesus showed up on the shore. But they didn't recognize him, likely because of the distance or the lack of light. But listen, sometimes we too fail to see that Jesus is right there in the midst of our failures. He's right there when all our own efforts bring nothing but frustration. And it might be that we're so caught up in the failure that it keeps us from seeing him. It might be that we too are distracted by the cares of our lives. And that's why he said, cast your cares upon me. I care for you. And some say following Christ should see us move only from victory to victory. I think that's an absurd notion. Life is not about going from victory to victory. Life is about learning and growing as the Holy Spirit works in our life. Failure is simply part of the process. So what is your life situation? Can you feel Christ putting his hand on your shoulder and telling you to stay focused and faithful and not give up? Failure is simply part of the process. This is not to say that failure doesn't hurt. Of course it hurts. We read that Simon Peter wept bitterly after the cock crowed and he remembered Christ's words that he would deny him three times. But let me ask this. Do you think Simon Peter could have been as effective in his preaching? And remember, he became a powerful preacher on the day of Pentecost. Do you think that it would have happened if he had not experienced the grace of Jesus after he had failed? He wept when it happened, but he did not stay frozen in his shame, and neither should we. I don't care what kind of failure you have experienced in your life, Christ wants to help you redeem that failure, to help you learn from that failure, and to use that failure to grow into some kind of man or woman that God created you to be. Besides, failure is where we learn that God is with us, willing to catch us when we fall. By failing and finding God's arms holding you up, we remember that. God's grace is sufficient for us. It always is. Now rest in that. I'm Joe Selinsky, your pastor for the day.